Natural. You see what they're used for is to open up your heart and your love and your mind to the spirits and the gods that unseat or destroy the very Torah and the laws of Almighty Yahweh. So this is a generation whereby the Torah of Yahweh has no validity. It doesn't give them strength. They don't love it. They're not inspired by what he teaches them to say. And it's evil. It's an evil generation. It's doing the same thing that Manasseh did. The same thing. But it's one thing about Yahweh in the midst of that. I do want to read this tonight before I close. What he did. Yahweh raises up a ruler as Manasseh is removed. He raises up one that has the true spirit of Almighty Yah. I want to read it. It says in Dibri Hayahim, 2 Chronicles 34:3. It says, for in the 8th year of his reign, Yoshia, and the 7th in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he was young. He began to seek after Yahweh, the Abba of Dawid, his Avad. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Yehuda and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves. And the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence. And the images that were on high above them, he cut down. And the groves and the carved images and the molten images he break in pieces. And he made dust of them, and he strewed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed to them, a witness against them. And he burnt the bones of the Kohen upon their altar, and he cleansed Yehuda and Jerusalem. So Yahweh must raise up one that will stand with his fervor, that the spirit of that one will rule in the kingdom of Yahweh. And that is what the power and the spirit, as he raised up in the midst of Josiah, that he raised up this one that will destroy the very workings of hell, will stand up against the very gods, the deities, that will may bring the house of Israel into a place whereby they may worship him. And believe me, even in that, they turned away and went back to the ways of Manasseh and Ahab. That they sought the gods and the deities. They sought the rewards of their capitalism and their systems that feed their greed and their lust. Brothers and sisters, Yahweh wants us to please him. There's nothing in this world that you are going to take with you. You better learn how to possess your being, your soul, in the fear of Almighty Yahweh. You better learn how to love him and cultivate your mind to love Almighty Yahweh. For the powers and the towers, strength of this nation, rules in the heart of man. It is not the strength of Yah. He has a tower and he has a twin tower. To love Yah with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. And the second one is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Upon those towers of strength, hinge all the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. To love him and to love your neighbor. Capitalism teach you to destroy your neighbor. To steal, to rob, to take advantage. That's what it does. You cannot in this world excel to the pinnacle of any corporation unless you're a thief and a murderer. Unless you're a dog, you will never excel. Unless you're a liar, unless you're a corrupter, you will never excel. You must have all those qualities, a liar, a dog, a thief, a murderer, to destroy. You will never excel. Because it is a voodoo spirit. It is a voodoo spirit. The spirit of God is one of voodoo. that has gone from these twin towers in America. And those twin towers, it tricked the whole world. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that every dime this evening, as far as wealth in this nation, you may have a 10 spot or a 30 spot or $5 spot in your pocket. It has no value. Because everything tonight electronically is already moved into the Asian markets. Every nickel, every dime from this nation, every penny. Or you have something that you call money, but it's not money. It is just a note. It's something that voodoos and it tricks you. It is simply a promissory note. That's all it says. Read what's on it. It is a promissory note. It is like me taking a piece of paper and promising you I will give you $50 or 50 chickens or something to repay you. It has no value. It has no wealth. And that is the spirit. That is the spirit of this voodoo riches of God. Is that based upon anything that is real? Our riches in Yahweh are based upon who He is and His wealth. For He has something to back His wealth. The earth, the heavens, the cattle upon 1,000 hills, the fullness of it, it all belongs to Yahweh. It all belongs to Yahweh. And the power of capitalism say, I will take advantage of everything. I will rob, I will steal, I will destroy. That's the strength of the gate of the gods that every god that enter into this Babylonian powerful system here in America, they must submit and surrender. And the gods come here to bow down to the strength of the gods of America. When they come, they are taken awash. They are consumed in the capitalist system. And they do not bring them to Jefferson, South Carolina. They bring them to New York City. She's the gateway of every kind of unclean spirit there is. There's nothing that is inhibited in that place. Every kind of vile thing there is, you find it in New York. It's there. She is the gateway of America. She stands with her pagan and symbol, her liberty bells. And there's no liberty in no statue. The liberty is in the statues of Almighty Yahweh. It is not in some Jezebel queen that holds the torch. There's only one that holds the light of truth, and that is Yahshua HaMashiach. It is not in the liberty bell. It is not in the queen Jezebel whore that says, come here, and there's liberty, but it's in Yahshua the HaMashiach. Mashiach of Yah. That's the only liberty you're going to have. No other one. No other liberty. And yet they come here by the droves. They don't come to Charleston, South Carolina. They come to New York. They come to New York City. She's the strength. She's the financial capital of the world. Oh, they are financial places. Well, she is the financial capital. She is the city where the spirit of capitalism is the God that rules the power. She is the city whereby they come and they're indoctrinated with their democracy. Their offerings are the many. They dine in wine and they wine and dine there. They come there first. And then they go down to the subsidy of Washington where the deals are sealed and they're made. Yahweh wants us as a people that our minds are renewed by the spirit of His truth. That we understand what things, what are transpiring the earth. Do not become lost to think that these things, well, that's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen, brothers and sisters, in this nation. And I say to us, there's a war and a cry. The trump has blown. The gates are open. We must hear the voice of Zephaniah that we must be hearing from the gods and the gates that have been opened unto the gods, that they will not overtake your mind and your spirit. That you began to become hateful against the things of Yah. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Search your own life and how you have despised some of the things that Yahweh speaks to you. How you have rejected them, how you have hated them. And that is what the gates of the gods will do. You open your mind, it will cause you to try to replace Yahweh. That is the spirit of Babel. It is one that will try to replace or to unseat Yahweh, to remove the life of Torah from us. And we have gone through the religious system that has done its best to do that. And the only thing that brought life to that Torah, that it was not unseated, is that the life of Hamoshiach became a reality and real unto Israel. And that's the only thing. And without that, I don't care what words you have in you, there's no life to them. For he declares, the words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life. We'll close there for tonight. I told you, Elder Martin, what time I will finish. And he looked at me and said, okay. I'm going to close there for tonight. We're going to continue on this, the towers of strength that has unseated the very truth and the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You need the life of Torah, you brothers and sisters. You need that strength of his living word, in that you will bring unto him oblations and offerings that are pure and sincere for capitalism and democracy. These are the gods, Gad and Mene, that opens the gates to every god. Because when a man is consumed with getting and having more, he allows his mind to wander, and he will almost do anything to get it. He will almost do anything. Our integrity is based upon what is written in us. And we have a living promise in us and a hope that the Spirit of Almighty Yah will not allow us to go beyond the rule of his kingdom in us, his spirit. May Yahweh bless you tonight. Hallelujah. The voice of Hamashiach was like the voice of thunders. When he spoke to tens of thousands. And yet they heard him by the spirit. And he didn't have this what I got, all right? So I'm going to shout it. Until there is no energy at all in me. If I'm exacerbated, that's all right. If I fall flat here, that's still all right. I can't say it quietly. I can't sit back quietly. And utterly quietly. I'm going to let it roll from this living flow from my belly. I'm going to let it roll like that. All right? Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all. May and strengthen you all. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. I do want to pray for our precious brother there in New York. Yahweh, in all things, we bless you tonight. May the word be a strength to Israel. May we hear everything that you have spoken to us tonight. I do want to pray for our precious brother James there in New York. Precious man, his gifts are so tremendous, Yahweh. I thank you for all of his gifts. And I pray for his home. I pray for him. Even in this transition, that you will lead him by your Ruah. You will protect him, his little daughter. I pray her strength. You protect her little mind, Yahweh, as he speaks the truth unto her. Give him strength and cause him to continue to love you. And the tears flow from his soul tonight, Yahweh, that he trusts you, he believes you, and he waits on you. And we say to him, as we gather here in the Bayet, the brothers here and Pastor Roberts, even to his daughter, that he is our friend. Because he does things in truth as he strengthens and supports the works of Yahweh here. We bless you, our precious brother, and we bless Yahweh for you. In all things, we thank you, Yah. Take us all home safely as we walk home, as we enter our Sukkoth to rest the night. I bless you, Yahweh. In Yahshua's name, Yisrael cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.